Grace, mercy, and God's peace be yours. In the name of our coming King, Jesus Christ. Amen. They say that the Going to the Sun Road in Glacier National Park is like nothing else in the world. Has anyone ever been there? Okay. It is 50 miles of hairpin turns and twists, huge drop-offs on one side of the road, and amazing views of the Rockies on the other side. Traveling on this road requires that the driver completely pays attention, and they say you have to sometime creep along to make way for the bighorn sheep and other critters that might be crossing the road. It's a phenomenal drive. Isaiah writes, "Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain." This is heavy road work that would only be done by the Messiah, of which Isaiah writes, the Messiah would come and take the twisted mess of roads and all the valleys and straighten them out. This season of Advent, we get to go back, and at the same time, we press forward. The end of the year provides us an opportunity to reflect on where we are now. We think about our present struggles. We remember this past year, this previous year, and we get to leave those rough places behind us. We engage in a new path, a smoother path, a path that flows from the pardon of our Lord Jesus. Now, when we're honest, when we go back down the path of the previous year, unfortunately, many of us will see those congested highways. Those moments where anxiety clogged our lives so much, like rush hour traffic in the large city like Chicago or Indianapolis or St. Louis. We become anxious even about the simple things in our life, like food and clothing and what to do next. We become anxious about the complicated things in our lives, like relationships and people and family. And somehow we struggle to navigate that anxiety on our own. It wears out our bodies. It wears out our souls, and we need our Lord to come and deliver us and give us relief. And at the same time, we look forward into the new year wondering. Just wondering where the rough places are going to be. Our jobs seem somewhat disposable, and the uncertainty of this world makes things rough. But we think to ourselves, what health issues am I going to carry into the new year? Or what issue is even going to pop up? We rest our lives in our own ability to make our own way. We try to smooth out the rough spots and somehow engineer our straight ways. And yet all humanity, you and me included, has no way to predict what the future is going to hold. It's at this point that we need to remember the Messiah is on his way. Jesus our Lord. It is his advent that we celebrate. Isaiah proclaims, every valley will be lifted up and every mountain and hill will be made flat. The one who can reckon the past and predict the future is our Lord Jesus. God chose his Son to do the work of pardoning us, forgiving the sins of the past, and graciously laying out our future. Jesus goes back down the highway of the past and provides us the forgiveness of our sins. He leads us not to look inward, but to look to the cross. In the Christmas season, we are led to the place where the pardon of God is so clear and so public. We are led week by week to the manger and to the cross. Jesus cleared up the past, not with tar or asphalt like a road worker, but with flesh and blood. He is the sacrifice by which all of our past is reckoned. He pardons us with his death, and our past is released from us. We see it. We know it. He does not. We go back and think about it. He has crucified it. We are pardoned. We are forgiven in Jesus. Unfortunately, the future may look treacherous, but we have our Messiah with us. Notice, he does not promise anywhere in Scripture that the future of a Christian is going to be easy. But what he does promise is that he will be with us. He promises that his Spirit will lead us into the new year. There are no roadblocks that will dissuade him. That is the amazing power of his grace. He not only forgives the past, but he gives us hope for a new year filled with experiences that flow from his open hand. We cannot predict the circumstances of the future, but we do know that our Savior's love and his grace will go with us. A pardon. A pardon is a second chance for someone. It is interesting to think about. Having the guilt and the fear along the way is draining and tiring. Serving time incarcerated must be horrible. The cells are tiny. There are so many people. The day is ordered for you. There is no freedom. Then the phone call comes and the pardon is on the way. The governor said, "I pardon you and you are free." For someone that's pardoned is a fresh start, a hope for a new future. In pardoning us, our Lord enlivens our hearts and our souls. The drudgery of guilt is replaced with the joy of redemption. The gate of the cell of shame is open, and we are let out to freedom. Life takes on a hopeful spirit. Pardon has a way of doing that. The going to the Sun Road is 50 miles of amazing scenery. The winds through Glacier National Park, it winds through Glacier National Park. Lake McDonald is on the west and St. Mary is on the east, but it's a treacherous road. There is almost always congestion, they say. There are almost always bicycles on the shoulder. There are cars parked everywhere trying to take in the views. They say sometimes it rains or snows. Sometimes it's windy and there's horrible weather. It's an unpredictable drive. But they say the drive is worth it in every way. In our lives as well. The journey is worth it. There are many things that we can never predict. Such challenges with people, or economics, or politics, or whatever else. Yet with Jesus, we, as his pardoned people, can count on and rest in complete confidence in him. He has removed the past and promised a good future for each one of us. With that promise in tow, we can take on the challenges of the new year and have a really joyful Christmas. In his name, amen. And now may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.